This is a new exhibition of drawings at the Penthouse in the Northern Quarter, which opened yesterday, that's Thursday the 18th of September, and it closes this Sunday. So you've only got today, Friday, Saturday, tomorrow and Sunday to get down to it. It's open between 1 in the afternoon and 7 in the evening. But it's certainly well worth getting along to. The exhibition takes place in the corridor of the Penthouse. That's the first space that you encounter when you reach the top floor and get to the Penthouse. And it's a very long corridor. This is the space where performances normally happen on their night, noise above noise nights. And first res drawings using Pound Shop watercolours are exhibited. Then Joyce's pictures with Black Biro, and further down Kate Armitage's drawings, which I believe are in crayon, although I might be wrong. So yeah, the three artists who are taking place are Roseanne Robertson, Joyce and Kate Armitage. I won't quite be reviewing them in that order. There is a reason for that which makes sense in my head, but may not necessarily to you. There's a large number of works by each artist. There's plenty of space for them, and it is to actually linger a little over them. So, starting with Roseanne, the colours sometimes seem a little weak or a little off. I take it that's at least partly a result of the colours that are available to her. And occasionally the painting sometimes seems hesitant, sometimes it seems quite bold. Occasionally it seems artless, at other times it seems to be much more artful. There's certainly, or certainly appears to be, no attempt at representing anything from the real world. This is not traditional life drawing in any sense, and that goes for all three of the artists. But that's not to devalue it or say that there's no skill or interest in it. The first of the pages of Roseanne's drawings are screwed up paper. Then there are sort of a number of things on paper and card, and really quite small bits of paper. And these are really all image, insofar as you can refer to it as image. They're all colour, they're all just marks. There's no outlines for the most part. There are on a couple of the smaller pieces, but most of them are just sort of blocks or washes or even seemingly little incidental stutterings of colour. And as I say, they're easy to pass by, but they're much more interesting once you look at them and you look at the interaction of the paper of different colours, and especially of the screwed up paper, which has then been painted and opened up. Next that I'll review, but at the other end of the corridor, so the last artist that you come across is Kate Armitage's pieces. Now these are seemingly almost random selections of mainly simple geometric shapes, coloured in, so they're sort of black outlines, coloured in a mix of fairly obvious primary-ish or at least bold colours and less obvious colours, sort of slightly odd pinks. And there's a lot of framing going on, so you have these bold outlines, so, you know, triangles, circles, squares, L shapes, which are framed slightly off-centre within not quite square, I think, pencil lines, which form a framing to one side of the piece of paper on which they're drawn, and that piece of paper is then pushed to the upper right corner of a frame of a mount, which is actually slightly larger than the paper. So you've got layers of framing going on, things off centre, and this was a very sort of seemingly naive approach. Sometimes the shapes are coloured right to the edges, right to the lines. Sometimes they're coloured within the lines. Some of them are not coloured at all. And there's a real sense in which you want to make connections. There are, I think, 18 of these drawings. There's three rows of nine, and that kind of regular grid framing and repetition of shapes and repetition of colours makes you want to try and draw connections, draw out narratives between different parts of the exhibited pieces, which are probably not there. And finally we move on to Join C, and this is kind of the reason why I've done the pieces in this sequence. You've gone from pure image with Roseanne, although not representational images, through with Kate Armitage to outlined drawings of shapes that are then coloured, through to Joyce's pieces where the outline and the frame invades the picture and becomes the picture. These are obsessional squares, rectangles mostly, where the rectangle is filled with lines drawn entirely by black biro. So it's taking a shape and colouring it black and doing it entirely with one of the most impractical tools with which to do that. And of course these are not simple black boxes. Because it's biro, it indents on the paper. There are twisting details, sometimes there are blocks and lines within it where you can see that one section has been concentrated on, then another. And it gives the shapes, once you get close to them, a real dynamism, a real interest. And in a sense, these perhaps look the most like conventional drawings, perversely. Particularly interesting is a red square, which is then drawn on, which appears to be card, and the combination of the colour and the depth of the indentation sort of makes that shine a lot more than the other images. I'm afraid that's all I've got time for. I could go on a lot longer. I'll put all the details of the exhibition in the description below. But yes, definitely, definitely, definitely go and see this and support all the artists, support the Penthouse. It's a really good project. And I'll see you next time, whenever that happens to be.